Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the founder and owner of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. So I wanted to come on here today and talk about pressure on females and that breaking point. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and one of the things she expressed was a lot of women could not handle the pressure of what we're going through with the stalker, especially me, and how they're trying to tear, that person's trying to tear me and my character down. And it made me think, hey, there are a lot of women that would not be able to handle this. They would shut down, they would disappear because they're embarrassed or what have you. So I wanted to tell you all today and talk about the fact that we have to build ourselves up, but the biggest part is we need that community, that surrounding of people to help keep us on track and motivated. Just say I didn't have the circle that I have, it's possible that it could affect me to the point where I don't want to be seen in public or what have you. Being that I'm a strong-minded and a strong-willed person, and a lot of people aren't, and it's very okay if you're not, it will break some people. It will break some women. It will cause you all to feel less of yourself. So one thing is, you got to always realize a person attacks you as a person and your character, especially when they do not know you, because they waste their day trying to piecemeal stuff together. They will attempt to take what you've posted on social media. They will attempt to look on Google and try to find anything about you. A lot of the court systems have your public records there. That means public. Anybody can find it. And from that, they will build their scenario of what they feel it should be or what it was. But you know inside who you are, whom you are, and what you are. So don't let people destroy you as a person. Don't let people make you give up on your dreams, pushing from your future. Make people say, okay, she did X, Y, and Z when she was 15 years old. Okay, and you're 30 now. Let it go. Who cares? If you did it back then and you change your life, you go right ahead and you keep your life going and don't worry about it. It is hard, I know, to say don't worry about it. And I'm never going to tell you not to speak out, because when you hold it in, it just destroys you more and more and more in the inside. What I will tell you is that person that's attacking you and your character is a person who's broken, who has nothing to offer the world, who has probably messed up their life, their future, and their career. It does not matter what they think of you. It matters what you think of you. And if you're struggling with understanding who you are because you have allowed it to get to you, I'm going to do a free masterclass on this. And I'm going to invite you all. I just got to get my days right and everything. And it's absolutely free, because I know after Sharon talked to me and she told, mentioned this, it dawned on me. Some of y'all would not be strong enough to handle almost 16 months of being stalked. Almost 16 months of someone proclaiming to know my life. After 16 months of someone building multiple fake pages, multiple fake Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like the list goes on, or this person building pages or fake profiles so that they can stalk your page and stuff like this. This would cause chaos in a lot of people's life, women and men, because you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know how to fix it. You wouldn't understand. But me, I understand that this person, she has no life. Anybody who has over 40 fake pages just so that they can stalk people, and it's never always just one person. It's multiple people that they stalk because they see something in that person that intimidates them. They see something in that person or you that is intimidating to them. Here I am, 48 years old. I have lived a wonderful life. I've been a mother since high school. I have raised my kids. My oldest son is 31. I will never, and I have never, told anybody any of my kids was perfect. I'm not perfect. I got pregnant in high school. That broke my mother's heart, but I never gave up on pushing to be everything that she instilled in me that I could be. Everything that my father always told me, my family always told me, they always knew that I was going to be successful. That my success may not look like the success that somebody else wants. And I'm perfectly fine. We should not have the same success goals. And if we do, kudos. I hope that I motivate and encourage you to push towards those goals. But see, you gotta have a true life hustle, because honestly, today I only got 3 hours of sleep because I was up working last night. After I did my 7 hours at my job, I came to my hotel and I worked. I did not stop working until about maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I got a call from my grandson at 4 o'clock saying, where's his outfit that I ordered him, which came the other day. So that just threw me all off. But I woke up after that call, because I get nervous when I get calls like that early, early in the morning. And he even said, Granny, I know it's early, but where's my outfit? See, I got a loving family. I come from a loving family. I didn't come from a struggle. I don't understand a struggle. Because I always saw my grandfather, my grandmother on my mother's side is where I grew up at. My grandmother worked one day in her life, and my grandfather went to the job and told him, nope, a wife of mine is not going to work. And he said she's to be home because the stuff in the house has to be taken care of and the kids have to be taken care of. I apologize, because see, this was back in the days where segregation went on. She went to go clean somebody's house and he picked her up and took her home. Told her that his wife would not work. And that's the only day my grandmother worked. So my grandfather took care of it would have been 9 kids, but his 8 kids, he took care of them. He raised his kids. He took care of the home. Grandkids didn't want for nothing. We had anything and everything that we needed and wanted. See, people who come from a struggle or who want to claim they came from a struggle, they always have a problem with somebody else. Not all of them, but a lot of them who still can't let go of that struggle. See, you're an adult now, and it behooves me why you always yell, well, I got a generational curse. You're a grown-ass person. Maybe your mother, my mother didn't know anything about all this stuff. She didn't know anything about, she still don't know computers and all this stuff. But we show my mother, meaning me and my kids, new things. My mother got a Facebook account. She's 83 years old. She don't do nothing but watch videos on there or something with the news that pop up on there, but she got a Facebook account. She know how to work the phone, to work the smart devices that we got in the house. She understood 401k, because when I learned about retirement stuff, I made sure she was fully aware of what was going on. We hold the key to break everything that our family did not show us. It's not a curse. It's a lack of being knowledgeable in those areas where they could pass that down on you. There is no curse on my body at all. No matter what anybody thinks, I have no curse in me. And it has nothing to do with I didn't come from a family with a struggle. It came from when my mother learned something, she showed her parents. When I learned something, I showed my parents. When my kids learned something, they show me. Right now, my kids show me stuff that I don't know. My baby boy, 26 years old, about to be 27. That's how I learned so much about the stocks, options, metaverse, investments, and stuff like that, because he's a genius in it. So he helps me to understand. He even wrote me a whole step-by-step of understanding some stuff so that I can really get into it and help other people. I show them stuff still. So it's we building each other up. And that's the part that irritates the hell out of a stalker. You can't break what me and my kids have. You know, she said, oh, her son said he don't deal with her like that. Me and my son are very close. And if he did say it, maybe it was a point where we were upset with each other. I'm his mother. I'm not trying to be his best friend. And a lot of times I piss them off because I am the mother. And I put my foot down when it needs to be put down. I don't smoke with my kids. I don't drink with my kids. I've had drinks with my oldest son when he graduated college. We went out and had lunch, and I brought and we had drinks. Hell, he drank more than I did because he's a drinker. When we're at the house and we're cooking out or something like that, we all drinking. I'm in one part of the house, they outside grilling or whatever, or I'm cooking and they eating and they got their friends and buddies or whatever out playing the video games or whatever. But what I do not do is party with my kids. What I do not do is motivate and encourage them to do stupid shit. See, my stalker mother applauds the bullshit that she does, and quoting her, they afraid of her because she will get upset. That's not my worry. What my worry is that my kids don't pick up this dumb habit. That my kids understand that stalking somebody is not the way of life. That stalking someone isn't going to get you ahead. It's going to hold you so far back because you're so tuned in to trying to figure out a way to destroy this person. A person you've never met. And even had we met and you got a problem, that means once you walk away from me, you never have to talk to me again. Cut the ties and keep moving. See, some people don't know how to do that. It's so bad that she is so worried about everybody she's ever dealt with. I've never dealt with the young lady. So you could just imagine how aggressive it is with other people. It does not get to me. And when I post stuff on Facebook, I post it because I need it for evidence. I post it because I feel like posting it. I just want to post it. It ain't nothing that's hurting nobody. I don't have time to play games with kids. Because no matter if you're 50 or 60, if you got a behavior of a stalker, that's a kid. That's some shit that you did in elementary school. But when a person has no love in their home, has no love inside of them, that's the biggest place the love got to be. You all, being women, we have to be so deep in love with ourselves that no matter what anybody say about us, we know the truth. We know that this person is lying because that is not us. I know that when she put up post, she'll go get a picture of me and she'll blow it up till she can find something that she can attempt to make fun of. I don't have no coke body. I'm not ever going to tell nobody that. What you see is what you get. What I have is self-confidence. What I have is love. What I have is beauty, inside and out. What I have is who I am. What I have is accepted by me. See, those are things that we have to realize. Body shaming. You want to body shame me when you're obese. If you go by the records of the doctor, you're obese yourself. But you're trying to worry about me, and you never met me. We don't understand how impacting it is when we make fun of people. I see people, and they make fun. They'll see a homeless person on the street. I was talking to my engineer about it. And instead of seeing this person like they have lost their mind and they're doing something strange or odd, and trying to get help to help them. A lot of times people will film them and they put them on Facebook. Film them and they put it on Instagram. Film them and they put it on Twitter. We make mockery of stuff that we should not be making mockery of. And as family members, we got to stop tucking in. And, well, I don't want them to get mad at me. And get those family members committed. See, I found out she got committed at a young age. Her mother had her put in a mental institution to get some help. When she got out and she started her bullshit again, she should have put her back in there. But instead, we tried to cover it with, oh, they just don't understand her. No, we understand the lack of adultness that the parents had when raising this person. My oldest daughter, she will tell you, I don't support none of the dumb shit that she was doing. None. I made sure I made it very aware. I will put you in jail. If they come here and they ask questions and you have done something stupid, yep, she back there in her room. Go and get her. I'm not ever going to hide anything. My cousins will tell you that. Don't come. That's the cousin. You don't do no dirt around if you got a girlfriend. That's the cousin. You don't do dirt around if you got a boyfriend, because she's not gonna support you. She's not going to uphold you doing anything stupid. She's not going to uphold anything being done that's criminal or illegal, because that's not in my cousin. Me, I don't do that. What I say is live the right way. When it comes to my family, especially on my mother's side, we weren't raised that way. I got a cousin right now. We never got along because I did not like the way that she was conducting herself, when I know we both was raised by the same woman. The same woman raised us. So why are you acting this way? Why do you think that it's okay to do drugs? Why do you think that it's okay to live the way that you're living? We don't understand how detrimental it is to our life, to our future, when we do not keep our loved ones uplifted and motivated. When was the last time you told a family member, a cousin? I'm going to stick with just cousins. You're proud of them. You love them. I don't like the direction you're going in. What's wrong? Can I help you? When was the last time you did that? Because for me, I haven't. And I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know the last time I did it. So I know if I haven't done it, many of us have not done it. So we got to build our family up to build us up, because that love comes from us. Even if you weren't shown love growing up, be the change. Be the change to help show that. Show love. Ask for love from your family members and your loved ones. See, this young lady don't have that. She sit up and she talk on Twitter all day to her fake account, and then she answer herself on her fake account. That is somebody that is extremely delusional. And her impacting you, if it was you, I don't ever wish this on anybody. Not even a person that is that claims I'm their worst enemy. Because I don't have enemies. Not even this young lady. She's not my enemy. That's too much energy to put into somebody. What makes them the most angry, what causes the most disruption in their life, is every time you make a progression and you show that you're happy and you move on with your life. And no matter what they say, it can't get to you. No matter what they do, it can't get to you. This lady told somebody she wanted them to kill me. See, it's a lot of deep stuff that people don't realize. It's deeper than what you think. See, if somebody said, I want you to kill this person, and you know, they thinking because they put it in another language you wouldn't understand, but, or if they take it down, you didn't see it. But when you got the proof, and you got the evidence. And this is the other thing. Y'all got to stop playing around on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever, thinking that you could stalk people and then take it down, or you could threaten somebody and you could take it down. Because I found out that even though you take that post down, once the social media is subpoenaed, they will pull that post right back up. They have to. It's all kept in a data file for years. And I don't mean 1, 2, 3 years. I mean years. So putting those threats up, putting up those ignorant posts, it will come back and it's going to bite you. You don't have to be a person that is attacking somebody all the time. You don't have to be the person that is, you know, I don't like her because she did this, this, and this. But you never met that person, so how do you not like that person? Don't be the person that becomes envious of another female because she's living her life. Don't become envious. That means you don't have enough stuff to do with your life. That's why you're being envious to her. If you had a life and things to do, this would not, nothing she does would bother you. Nothing she does would get under your skin to the point where you got to look at a satin pajama set at a pajama party and try to make fun of the material. That's a low-minded, low self-esteem, ignorant person. When you looking at a picture from 2016 of somebody and you're making fun, or if somebody, you know, I said I crossed my legs. If you know me, you know I've always been plus size. It's not that I haven't ever been able to cross my legs. It was the fact that I crossed them and I was just sitting there thinking like, damn, I just crossed my leg and didn't even realize it. You know, it was just it just happened. But I never cross at my knees because I'm an Eastern Star and I've been one almost 30 years. The reason I don't cross at my knees, and it's a different, it's like, if I do, it becomes like, wow, what did I just do? We cross at our ankles, and that's just something that we do. So when I cross my legs and I post it, it's the crossing of the legs for me. They instantly, I'm screenshotting this. I'm going to use this against her. Oh, this is going to be something funny right here. But nobody's watching you on a fake page that nobody is on. So then in my mind, I'm thinking, something is wrong with this person. Because who the fuck is watching you? Who the hell is watching these pages that you got locked? Because when my stepson went on there and questioned it, something she didn't lock, she instantly took off all his comments and locked the post so nobody could comment and then blocked him. See, people like that, they don't want nobody to correct them. They don't want anybody to say, okay, wait a minute, that's not right. We know her. That's not how she is. You must have the wrong person. Because in their mind, they want to get anybody on their side that will agree with them, and that gives them fuel. But when you've been trying for 16 months and you still ain't found nobody to agree with you, you should just let it go. But mentally, you can't let it go because you're so absorbed in destruction. See, I look at it like this. This woman, I'm not even going to call her a woman. This girl wakes up, and the main thing she focused on, who died that I done got into it with? Because I want everybody that I don't like to die. Two things we promise in life. We're going to be born. Well, I'm going to say three. We're going to be born. We're going to have a life, and then we're going to die. There is no way around death. Death is going to happen. Nobody can cause you to die, and if they do, that's murder. So let people know what's going on. Because if something happened to you, there's proof and evidence that this person murdered you. There's proof and evidence that they sought out to have you murdered. I got a whole woman. Sorry, y'all. A whole girl that has never crossed my path, has never been in the same vicinity as me, has never been in a room with me, telling somebody she needs me dead. You that intimidated by me that you need me dead? So let me get deeper into my business. Let me get deeper into my life. Let me really make you cringe. Because mentally, you got a problem, especially when you posted it and you thought you took it down fast enough and you didn't. And we got the proof. So get the law involved. You got a stalker, get the law involved. I went, I asked for an injunction. They denied my injunction. We know why now, and that's all in the proof. You wish me dead. You want me dead. You're trying to actively find someone to kill me, whether it's through whatever. You claim to be voodoo and you claim to be a witch, but if you are voodoo and you a witch and you all of this stuff, remember now, just last year, she posted that because she buried my name in her yard, I caught COVID and almost died. She don't know. She wasn't even around me. She just saw that I said I had COVID and it was pretty bad. She don't know if I almost died, but she's gonna wish the worst on everybody, no matter what. That is a person who has absolutely no love in life, none. And I don't ever want to hear anybody saying, oh, well, I don't know what to do. If you close to me, you better call me so that I can motivate you and uplift you and encourage you to get over that. Do not let anyone steal your joy. My circle is humongous. It is huge. I got a lot of friends, a lot of associates, a lot of close people. I got a family of sisters that are so amazing in my organizations. I got a family of brothers that are amazing in my organizations. So I got a huge community. And if I need some help, I could pick up that phone. I call Latif. I call Raheem. I call Sister Betty. I'll call Sister my ladies and my grand. If Miss Stewart was still alive, I'll call her. I always relied on those people whenever I felt down and I didn't know what to do. See, this right here is minor. I done been through the trenches of abuse, physical and emotional. She went through all of my stuff. We are in 2022. She went back two or three years ago and found Ben through some posts I probably put up. Then she went to Ben's page. Mind you, I broke up with this man in 2020. So if I broke up with him in 2020, she went all the way back to 2020. He posts, I post, so I'm pretty sure she had to dig for hours, and she found a post of a Valentine's gift I brought him. It's Valentine's Day. I was dating this man. You exchange gifts if you want to. So she finds this post, and she screenshots it, and then once she screenshot it, she keeps digging on this page and she sees he has a new girlfriend. Kudos to him. Ben knew he had somebody. Don't really care. We hadn't talked. And she starts sharing stuff off of this woman's page. She takes the post from Valentine's Day. Oh, you was buying him. He don't want you. He got a better woman. Rhonda's a better woman. Lady, you don't even know them goddamn people. See, there you go. The tricks are being played. You got to sit back and think about the dumbness. She don't know them. Trust me. Fucking with him, she don't know him. I know that for a fact. Because all she did was make him call me. We ain't talked in 2 years. All she did was make him call me. How you doing? What's going on? You good? Little reminisce of life, how things was, places we've been, some just basic conversations about our family, our kids. See, everybody that you break up with, you shouldn't be an enemy of. Everybody she breaks up with, she's an enemy of. They hate her guts. They don't want to deal with her. Her first ex-husband, him and his family going through bullshit with her, they don't want to deal with her. Not only is it him, now you got a husband that you married a few months after you divorced the first husband, and he hates you. He don't want nothing to do with you. Not only that, people from your kids' fathers, they don't want nothing to do with you. I don't have that problem. She went and found my middle kid's daddy. She found the wrong page, but she went and found the old page of him, and she said, now this is when you know a person don't know you. And this is why I want to tell y'all, people will formulate lies just because. One second. Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. Have a good day. People will formulate lies just for the sake of a lie. And you got to realize that they are mentally stupid. So she goes and she finds my middle kid's daddy. Many of y'all don't know, but the ones that know me know my middle kid's dad. And, you know, me and Purvis dated for, shit, seven years or more, 8 years, I don't know. We dated damn near 10 years. And he went to the feds for armed trafficking. So she goes, she finds his page. She shares a picture off of his page. This is to grab his attention. But she don't realize that page is a dead page. So she shares this and she says, Purvis, you should have got custody of your kids because Tacky didn't raise your kids right. Well, she didn't say kids. She said your daughter, meaning Brianna, my thug. And she said, because she didn't raise her right. She didn't raise your daughter right. You should have got custody of your daughter. So I laugh. And the reason why I laugh is because you want him to get custody of my daughter, but you forgot her brother. So we got two kids together. We don't have one. We got two kids together. They call Irish twins because they like 10 months apart. So mind you, she telling him he needed to get custody of our daughter. And I'm like, well, damn, I guess he wasn't supposed to raise his son. But what she really don't know is he had my son. And I had to go get my son. Because you ain't finna mistreat my child. But that was after he got out of the feds, after doing his 7.5 years. See, people try to slander you when they don't know you. I don't have nothing to hide. I tell you my whole life story. I lived a great life. My mom married into her last husband, very wealthy. We didn't have no struggles whatsoever. Not one single struggle. Any struggle that I encountered is because it was self-inflicted. Because I was hanging with the wrong people. Because I wanted to be with the thugs. Because I wanted to be with the drug dealers. Because I was dating the drug dealers. I didn't struggle. My oldest son, father, he wasn't no drug dealer. That was high school. My middle kid's dad, drug dealer. He might not have been the richest drug dealer, but he was a drug dealer. My youngest daughter, daddy, drug dealer, but he kept a job. He kept a job. I ain't had no problems. See, I was dating the wrong circle of people, and that wasn't healthy for me. And a lot of times we do stuff like that and it's not healthy for us. And we got to learn when to let stuff go and let people go. When you being harassed and you're being targeted by somebody and they make it their business to try and criticize and crucify you, you got to sometimes step back and realize that person is a hurting person inside. They don't have a spirit. They don't have a life. She likes to proclaim voodoo. First, she was hoodoo. She was Oshon. She was Haitian voodoo. She was, there was a couple of more, and she's a witch. You got to figure out which dark life you want to live. You done bounced all around. Those spirits jumping on you. They beating the hell out of your brain because you can't figure out what you want to do. See, a person who really doing wicked voodoo, they don't tell nobody what they're doing. It's not displayed. You putting up pictures of shrines and you putting up stuff to try and intimidate and scare people because you don't know anything better in life but darkness. She don't know anything else in life but wickedness. No sunshine comes from that. All you see is a hurting person that is mentally unstable. So when you're impacted and dealing with somebody like that, realize that is a hurting person that's mentally unstable, and they figure you're the weakest link. You can't apply pressure to me and don't think you don't get a diamond. And I want you all to realize that. When somebody's applying pressure to you, when you apply pressure to stuff, and you will keep applying that pressure to that stone, it becomes a very precious diamond. You're a diamond. And it irks them. And the more pressure, the more negativity they start trying to push on you, that diamond is just getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and it's going to break them. Don't let it break you. Be content and so wrapped up in who you are and excited about your life that whatever they do does nothing but crumble. So that's what I wanted to tell you all this morning. I will make sure I come back on again and tell you when this masterclass is going to be, because I want to help anybody that may be struggling or dealing with somebody negatively trying to tear them down. That someone's negatively trying to destroy you, your reputation, or anything like this. You know, famous people go through this and they have to overcome it. But some of them don't. And they drop off of the fame because it brought them too much attention. So I want you all to have a fantastic Friday. Do not let anybody stress you, and realize that any pressure that's being applied to you is just forming you to be that precious diamond that you are. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.